Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Two Cold War-era rivals met today in an historic event in Cuba. NPR Scott Horsley reports Cuban President Raul Castro welcomed President Obama to Havana with plenty of pomp and ceremony. Strains of the American National Anthem, played by a Cuban military band, echoed across Havana's Revolution Square, a sound that would have been hard to imagine during the island's long decades of diplomatic isolation. Since his dramatic opening to Cuba 15 months ago, Obama has steadily loosened restrictions on travel and trade with the island. The rise of U.S. money transfers to Cuba has helped to bankroll a surge in private businesses here. Obama will celebrate that when he meets with Cuban entrepreneurs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Havana. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is offering an early peek at what her strategy might be in the event Donald Trump gets the Republican nomination. Appearing before a pro-Israel lobby in Washington today, the current Democratic frontrunner described Trump as unqualified to handle heated international conflicts as commander-in-chief. Clinton told thousands of activists gathered at the conference today Trump, as a businessman, sees everything as negotiable, something she said is not always the case. Trump, along with GOP rivals Ted Cruz and John Kasich, are also addressing the group tonight. Reports from Mali say unidentified gunmen have attacked a European Union military training base in the capital. One assailant is reportedly dead. NPR's Afebia Kostarkin reports this latest raid comes 4 months after a deadly hotel siege in Bamako by extremist gunmen, in which Malians and foreigners were killed.
A witness describes attackers trying to force their way through the entry to North Sud Hotel in the Malian capital. Guards at the entrance to the converted European military training mission reportedly opened fire, hitting one assailant. A defense ministry official in Mali has confirmed a gun battle. In November, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb said it was behind a bloody siege at Bamako's Radisson Blue Hotel, which was popular with foreigners. The same extremist franchise said it attacked a hotel and cafe in the capital of Burkina Faso in January. And just a week ago, beachfront hotels in Grand Bassam here in Ivory Coast became the group's latest target. Ophelia Kostarkin, NPR News.
Sales of previously owned homes took a tumble in February. The real estate industry's main trade group, the National Association of Realtors, says after months of gains, its existing home sales index fell 7.1%. At least part of the decline may have been attributable to bad weather in some areas of the country. Or if the decline also comes as the spring home buying season gets underway with smaller than usual numbers of homes on the market. An update on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 21 points to end the session at 17,623. The NASDAQ rose 13 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed up 2 points today. You're listening to NPR. Authorities in Belgium, after apprehending a key figure in last November's Paris terror attacks, Saul Abdeslam, so they also are focusing on a man believed to have been traveling with him. Abdeslam was captured last week in Brussels and has already provided authorities with new information about the extent of the terror plot. 130 people died in the attacks, which targeted various locations in and around Paris. One of the restaurants where people died reopened today with a special mural honoring the memories of those killed. Health insurance giant Anthem is suing Express Scripts, which manages the prescription drug part of its health plan. NPR's Allison Kojak says the clash of the two giant corporations shows how high the stakes are when it comes to rising drug costs.
Anthem says it's paying about $3 billion too much every year to cover its customers' prescription drugs. So it's trying to renegotiate its deal with Express Scripts, the company that manages the pharmacy coverage for Anthem's customers. But in the lawsuit filed today in federal court in New York, Anthem says Express Scripts is not negotiating in good faith. It says their 10-year contract requires the companies to revise the deal as market prices change. Express Scripts says it is dealing in good faith, but the company does not believe Anthem is entitled to a $3 billion price cut. Allison Kojak, NPR News.
A late-season snowstorm has coated parts of New England in white today, though meteorologists say it turned out to be not quite as bad as expected. Also, high temperatures are likely to melt the snow by midweek, with highs expected to be in the 50s. According to the National Weather Service, New Hampshire received 8.5 inches of snow in some spots. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.